Hi, everybody. Well, today's Saturday, Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. The date today is August 22nd, 2015. And we got 8 and 22 in the date here. So let's also 2015 could be maybe an 8. So I don't know. However we look at it, there's numbers that seem to be related to different situations and the planets, the stars, and maybe you. So let's clear the energies here as master numbers. So here we go. Releasing these numbers from you. These could be your tracking numbers that connect to you, core to you. And also they could be just numbers that are allowing the Beyondal to be transmitted to you. So remember, this may be their date where they have a clear channel, and that clear channel zaps everybody. So here we go. So releasing these energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And since this is the weekend, we'll clear tomorrow also. That will help us out with our 8-hour conference call, too. So that will be the 23rd, 8-23-2015. So let's clear that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do the light beam activation. So bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. And here we go, bringing peace energy to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And maybe things are around you in your space. Maybe you've been out to a shopping center or seen lots of people. And you came home feeling a little weird. Maybe you got entities that are now with you. So maybe you brought home a carload of them. And maybe they like you. So now they're in your body. So let's release entities. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's now do a clearing if you're feeling a little slow or sluggish. Maybe that alien mind fog got you. So let's release that from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's turn it over to our co-host. So are you out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm here. Hello, everyone. As Ron said, today is August 22nd, 2015, for reference. And you're listening to Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron, host, on bbsradio.com, station 2. And we're accepting comments and questions to Ron tonight. And you can do so through the email address clsquestions@yahoo.com or through the BBS Radio Station 2 Creation Lightship page, where you can click on live chat and get connected to Ron's page that he has for the CLS chat post and the feedback form. The website for that is clschat.weebly.com, if that's easier for you. And if you're on a mobile device, can't probably access it very well, but that page is where you can send comments anonymously and quickly to Ron's inbox that I'll be watching for the duration of the program to read to Ron. So your comments and testimonies and questions and responses are welcome, and I'll get to them as I'm able. So, Ron, we've got a few in from last night's program and some for tonight. Shall I get started with the questions?
Yep, go ahead. We'll see what's cooking out there.
Okay, this one's regarding a spirit barcode. And this listener says he knows you've said this in the past, but he'd forgotten, and he wants to know how many times should he run the spirit barcode removal clearing? Did you say every month?
Yeah, I would say do it once a month just to play it safe. Normally, when you're born, we'll say they put the barcode on your spirit. Maybe you came in, and that's the way that they tag you on the way out. So typically, one time should be enough. But they may say, wait a minute, what's going on with Joe over here? We don't see a barcode on him anymore. What happened here? So by doing it maybe once a month, the aliens won't grab you if you happen to have a sudden death or something. But, once a month could be good. And I wouldn't lose too much sleep over it, because if you're doing clearings and you do the Earth transfer clearing to the new Earth, that's what we call it, new Earth transfer clearing, then automatically you're connected too. But it's good to get that barcode off one time. That way, they're not going to find you as easily. Oh, back to you.
So in relation to that, another question. If one is given last rites on their deathbed and they haven't been able to do the spirit barcode removal in quite a while, or their other clearings, will those clearings and the spirit barcode removal remain in effect if they're given the last rites?
Yeah, I don't think that mind energy of last rites is going to affect you.
That's a
relief. Darkness energies. Well, so the last rites would be a way that the darkness comes in and probably takes your spirit, in the name of Jesus, we'll say, and captures you that way. But by doing clearings, you're going to realize that that's the light of the darkness. Your spirit will not fall for that. So, I wouldn't worry about it too much, but I'm sure everybody's doing that Earth transfer clearing along with their clearings that they're doing. Maybe do that once a week or every couple of weeks. Whatever you do on a clearing, then you want to transfer that clearing into what we call the new Earth transfer, and what that does is keep track of you. Remember, the light doesn't know that you're here. It's not keeping tabs on you like, Santa Claus would be, when you're younger. So the light doesn't care at all, because you're living your life. It's non-judgment. What you do is what you do. And so the reason why we put that clearing up is so that you are connected. Oh, back to you.
Okay, well, that's very reassuring to anyone who might have a question or a little bit of doubt, because if they just run the spirit barcode removal and then log it into the new Earth transport clearing, which takes 1 minute, then they're set. And we should be logging our clearings into the new Earth transport, as you said before, maybe once a month for the whole life clearings we do and the special clearings online only, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, someone else from Wednesday's program asked about the new Earth transport clearing. So if you would allow me to answer this, Ron, I think I can. They just want
to
know. Okay, thanks. Is the new Earth transport clearing a one-time purchase, or do I have to purchase that clearing every time I want to update my latest clearing to the new Earth? Okay, so I think there's a little confusion. The new Earth transport clearing is free, and online, Ron's website, it does cost a penny. But you don't have to repurchase it if you bought it for a penny. Now, having said that, for anyone listening who hasn't gotten that clearing yet, you can go to the Reminders tab on the CLS chat link. And that Reminders tab clearly states that you can log each of your completed online healings to the new Earth transport clearing free. Free clearing is for storage, where the light can find and identify you upon ascension. That's what Ron just said. That's how he set it up. To make it even easier and more convenient, Ron has provided a link to that healing and the username given freely. It's New Earth Transfer. And the password is right there, too, right there on the page. All you have to do is click on that link on the clschat.weebly.com under the Reminders tab. It's a good idea to look around those tabs and see what kind of information is there and what you might be missing. And if you had any confusion, you can pretty much clear it up right there. Okay, so the next question. Ron, a listener is following you on your Wednesday and Thursday, well, your Thursday decloning conference call, and the decloning call, and they, and you've said you're going to make people real on the decloning call, and she's been trying to listen in, but gets interrupted with work and the kids, and sometimes the call even drops. So for anyone who is either absentee and gets or gets interrupted, will they still be made real when you do the counting of the numbers?
More than likely, yes. So I would say probably 95% yes. Best to listen to it so that you can feel the energies changing and switching. You could always come on again if you're on the call. Probably have it muted, though, but you could unmute and ask me on the call if it works for you. That's no problem. And I'm trying to do that in every one of the conference calls that we have, which would be the ones on the weekdays, and we have four of those.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for your clarification. And here's another question about the deceased loved one's clearing. This listener said that one of her cats passed away a few months ago, and they did the online deceased loved one clearing for her at the time of passing. However, she's had a couple of dreams where the cat was in it. So she timeline crashed the dream the first time, but still has to do the second time, which just happened. So she's wondering if what's happening with the cat, the cat spirit.
Okay, yeah,
still
the aliens
around?
Are just the aliens are just going into your memories of the cat and bringing that forward. Because naturally, you know, I'm sure you probably were in trauma when that happened. You know, heartache, you know, different emotions there. So I'm sure that they're tapping into that. You want to get on the alien attack page and get rid of that jellyfish energy that could be on top of your head that's finding these the information in your cellular memory. So that's what it does. So you may want to get rid of that, and maybe that would go away. But yeah, the cat energy is gone.
Funny, but someone else wrote a similar question about their deceased grandmother. Did the deceased emotional clearing, you know, for the loved one, and put in the grandmother's name, and yet someone else in the family told her that a psychic saw her grandmother's energy around her sister. And that she also was receiving messages from the grandmother that were, you know, appropriate. And so, anyway, she's wondering how this is possible when she did the deceased loved one clearing. How was it that her grandmother is still around her sister?
They're probably doing a copy and paste on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that would say they're just doing a copy and paste when maybe. Maybe after she passed or just before something, bringing the energy forward.
Okay. Yeah, it kind of makes me think that the aliens are good at creating doubt, you know, because the sister told the listener about the grandmother, and then the listener knew full well that she wasn't seeing the grandmother anymore. So it kind of creates questions and doubt.
And what timeline is a sister on? You say sister could be back on that past timeline. When the grandmother could have been with her. Maybe, like I said, it may be they have some film footage there, you know, from the event happening and stuff, and they're just bringing that forward, recreating, you know, a new movie set. And that's being copy and pasted. But it shouldn't be, you know, copy and pasted on you because she's no longer there. Because the clearing could very possibly take away everything that dealt with your grandmother on those timelines.
Okay, well, she wanted to know further if she has a picture of her grandmother and her grandparents. She's run those clearings, the deceased loved ones' clearings on her family who are deceased, but she has a small photo of them in the house, and she doesn't really feel their energy from those photos anymore, but she kind of likes having it there. And do you think that that might cause the energy or the timelines to get restructured?
That's a very good question. I don't sense that that's happening.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't feel that energy is happening that way. Not that it couldn't, but I don't sense that. It feels like it's like a different person when you look at it to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it sounds like another listener has been noticing things and is asking you that. Okay, they say that when they have images or visions appearing to them in human or as a enlightened master form, then they're pretty sure that this is a trickster or an impersonator. And they want to know if when you see the impersonators or if you see like light beings or enlightened masters, how can you tell if they're either a vision or a trickster?
I don't see any of that. Myself, they don't come to me. The last energy that came to me, I'm pretty sure I'm correct at this. The last energy that did come as a light being when the spirit of Princess Diana came. And since that time, I don't deal or even have, you know, seeing any of the masters. I can bring the energies in, but the energies don't feel any different to me than any of the other ones. But I don't see a vision of that, so I won't see a picture of, we'll say, Archangel Michael or anything else, because it's just energy. So I don't get a physical picture of those beings. So those I don't see at all. Well, I don't even, for me, it doesn't exist. Well, back to you.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Next question.
What I could do, since we mentioned Princess Diana, I can bring in her spirit energy. I'll feel that. And this will work on the archives. Work three times. So here we go. We'll bring in her energy here. So it should feel pretty neutral to you, but you will feel a little bit. They, whenever I bring these in, they sometimes want to bring in a little bit of the emotions of the person, or activate the emotion in you of what maybe you thought the person was. So at least you can feel something. Otherwise, you wouldn't feel anything. So you may get maybe a 1% emotion with it. But here it comes. It'll just be peace energy. But it's possible, since you have maybe the information from the media, you know, of everything that happened during that time, or, you know, a lot of times, you know, the tabloids, all of a sudden you're going to see her face, you know, on one of the, you know, covers or something of a magazine, and that may bring you back to whenever I think she left. I don't know. I'll just 95 or
97.
Something like 93. I don't remember. It's been a long
time. Yeah, it was
ago.
97.
97? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Bring in the energy of Princess Diana. This would be her spirit energy. But you might have it switched over a little bit to her physical energy here. That's up to you. But here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. For myself, I feel nothing. Here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So there you go, everybody. Oh, back to you.
I just wanted to feel that.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That'll give everyone a chance to kind of notice that before we get switched over to another subject.
Yeah, I'll do a little
special.
More of that. I'll make it stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go.
Oh, that's great, Ron. You know, Diana was her passing was so highly televised, and it seemed like it really affected the whole world and was in mourning. Do you know, Ron, if Princess Diana knew she was a light being like you know you are?
That's hard to answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know. I would say probably not, but remember, you don't have really any communication. So you're not really, it's a knowing that you have, but you won't have really any validation. So, you know, I really can't say if she did or not, okay? But her spirit did drive her to do different things, so. So from that, she may have thought something was guiding her. Maybe she had a religious belief in one of the religions or something and felt that as a calling, to move her forward. But, that could be a possibility, too. But I just don't know.
Yes. Understandable. But it seemed like she was a light to the world, just... If you didn't think so when she was alive, certainly seemed like it when she passed. Okay, now, sorry we have to change the subject, but some questions have come up regarding some of the things we just discussed. And I'm reading out of the CLS questions inbox, Ron. When we talked about the New Earth transport, someone's asking if it's really necessary to transport the clearings now that the new Earth is here.
Oh, okay. Completely different. Well, let's just take this in real time, okay? And we'll talk like we're slowing time down. So ascension time, we'll say, happens right now. Okay? And so what's going to happen at that particular time? You won't know anything, but the Earth will just disappear. And if you're on the Earth, that will disappear too. You'll disappear because it's made of light. But if you somehow, if the aliens in that linear time is, something's happening here, we can kind of sense something going on, and they steal you, okay, into the darkness. The only way you're going to know if you were here was to be on a memory disk, okay, in a sense, which is what the New Earth transfer is about. It's just a location that I created to put people's healings on so you're going to be recognized at ascension time. So if the dark side steals you, then they're going to know that you were here and go after and find you. That's basically it. And so even though we have a New Earth spirit here, or, you know, what we had, you know, years ago when you were probably born, that has nothing to do with that. So the New Earth transfer is strictly to let the light ship know that you are here on a planet of light. Otherwise, what it does, it looks for light, takes it and it's gone. If you're not on this planet, then, you know, and you're somewhere else, it's not going to know about you. And this is why we have that, so that you're kind of having your clearings being stored, and the light ship will know that you are here. And if they don't find you here, then instantly they'll go looking for you, because you're going to have your signature of you on record. Otherwise, you have no record. Back to you.
Thank you. Okay, and the listener wants to know also, he did a death barcode removal today. That's another online healing that Ron has, for those who don't know. So he released some death barcodes from himself and wants to know if he completed or does he have to do a few more. Can you tell him?
Well, there's 5 total.
Okay. So that's your answer there, listener. you know how many you did, so there you go. Okay, now, next question. This is about the Nano Detox 2012 removal clearing, and this listener ran that clearing in 2012 when it came out, and today purchased the Unlimited, so they're going to continue with it. So they're asking if they want to use it every day, but its structured format is segmented into 10 years. Can you suggest how it can be utilized for daily clearing?
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's simple. Just put the day to date after your name to clear, and then, and put the date in there. That's all. You can either put the numbers or the month name, whatever you want to do there. So just put that in there after your name and run it for one time. If you run it for that 10 years.
Great. That's a simple solution. And she also added, thank you for everything that you do for us. And I'm sure everyone feels the same way. Okay, back to the inbox. Ron, this listener is running the free clearings that you have on your website, creationlightship.com. She's been running the free clearings for weeks, and she's running them. Her question's kind of long. Let me read this here. Okay. She just wants to refresh the free clearing from time to time. She's asking, would it still work to run them for, say, 30 minutes instead of longer, like 10 hours?
So after she refreshes. Understand is she wants to just do a clearing and make it less time because she's done so many of them. Well, that doesn't. What happens is the fact that even though you think you put time into something, right? Maybe you went on the website, say, a month ago, and you did something for 100 hours, okay? You go, well, I got 100 hours worth of stuff done. So now you want to do it again. You go, well, I got $100 or 100 hours of credit. No, it doesn't work that way. Everything's in the now. So what you did in the past has nothing to do with today. What you did an hour ago has nothing to do with what's happening right now, because everything's in the now. And with the light, but in the darkness, you're on time. And so what you did in your past may not mean anything to the aliens right now, because you're running different holograms, because you're being switched out every 10 minutes. So I guess I could say the clearing will work well until the aliens decide to change the energy for their benefit to hook you up to something. It'd be interesting to see how the people, if there's any comments from people who've been on the weekly calls more recently, last week we'll say, when I've been doing the making people real with the counting, and just to see how that's affecting their clearings. The clearings should probably work even better by doing that, because they're more present. Now, getting back to the person doing all of the free clearings, have you did anything to help yourself? Okay, which means have you done an emotional clearing? Have you done a mental clearing? Because remember, you have issues that's ingrained in you. And doing all the free clearings may only be effective maybe 5-10% because you haven't cleaned out, you know, your storage cabinet of all your stuff. You know, you can't just, you know, put a fresh coat of paint on it, you know, and or put duct tape on the doors because you have all the stuff still inside of you. You need to clean yourself out. So if you don't clean yourself out, you know, don't expect too much out of those free clearings because you still have implants and stuff in you to tie you up to the aliens. So you want to get rid of your garbage, your stuff. So that's the kind of the bottom line is how much do you like yourself and what's it worth to you to get rid of your trauma, your drama, whatever you're dealing with. You know, to be reborn again of your spirit. That's what actually happens when you do these clearings. Well, the free clearings, you know, will work. Not 100% for people who haven't done clearings on themselves because they can't work. You still have information stored inside of you that's tagging you. You still have the T-shirt on. If you're dealing with fear, then you're wearing that fear T-shirt. You can do clearings that are free, but the T-shirt didn't come off you. You need to get rid of your stuff on your DNA that you've worked with in this lifetime. So that's, you know, what I would suggest. If you haven't done your emotional clearing, whole lifetime one, if you haven't done your mental and your fear clearing at least, those three are very, very, very important because that's probably where you're living, one of those three energies, and you have to get rid of that. So back to you.
Well, that does bring up a good point because I know that I also run the free clearings on other people as well as myself, but I try not to overuse the free clearings on other people only because I don't really need to. I'm not going to be with them. I just use it when I'm with them for certain situations, maybe. But it is a good point because if you don't really have the money to buy a lot of, you know, clearings for other people that you maybe live with, some of us come from big families, and it's just good to use the free clearings to the point where it's just in the now, but rather than, you know, 2 days worth, 3 days worth, 1 week worth, you know, it's not going to be worth it to you. But anyway, what they're asking is also on the alien tracking clearing, which is called, it's a free clearing called Alien Plus Human Hybrid Tracking Barcode Removal, which is an excellent clearing. And they can be done on other people. They're preset for 180 minutes. That's the default timer session, Ron. And she's wondering if she can run them for 10 minutes instead of 180 for each, because there are like 8 steps. So how effective would that be if just for 10 minutes?
I think 10 minutes would be way too short. You know, you might want to try, you know, maybe a half an hour or something. No, I'd try 30 minutes on it. But, you know, if you're doing it on a lot of people, then that's a different thing, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, 30 minutes, I'd say, probably be minimum to do.
Yeah. On myself, I do it for more than 180.
Yeah. You put it on at night. See, people, you could run it longer at night and maybe put up, you know, a few windows up for each part, you know, each segment. So if you have any clearing, we'll just say that you get onto a clearing and there's 3 options to it, okay? Well, then why don't you just do option 1, we'll say, and then go back in, you know, then have that on your screen, go back into the clearing like you're brand new and click on option 2 and bring that one up and then go back into the whole thing all over again and click on option 3. Now you have 3 screens up. And then run those for a longer period of time if you like, and do it when you're sleeping.
That's a good idea. And another thing I do is that plus the spirit integration that's usually included, and the timer on that is defaulted for a half the time of the clearings. And I always increase it and then add another 60 minutes to it.
Yeah, that's very good, yeah. And always, if you can run that clearing by itself, that's great. You know, whatever you're running, whatever clearing you're having, just put that one up. You might want to, maybe somehow, I don't know, bookmark it or have it up on your screen for a spirit infusion and have that running with whatever you're doing, even, you know, the free clearings if you don't have that one on there. So it's always good to have that one up.
The spirit integration, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, so that's a good topic. Thank you, listener, for bringing that up and allowing for more clarity on how to use the clearings that we enjoy so much.
There's a joke that I heard a long time ago. A guy goes to a doctor, right? And he needs an operation, and the doctor goes, well, it's going to cost $20,000. And the guy goes, well, can you do it for $10,000? He goes, well, what don't you want done in the operation?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But you can change some of the timers for maybe a little bit less, but at 10 minutes, I wouldn't even consider 10 minutes. You know, a half an hour probably, but put more than one screen up so that you know you can get more done at one time. And you can also do other clearings that aren't like, you'll say, an emotional or fear or whatever. As long as you're using and running the same style, or I should say type of clearing. So, you know, if you're doing something and it's a very similar type of clearing, you can put another one up with the same information and maybe do a couple of them at one time. That's a possibility too. Back to you.
Ron, can the free clearings, a listener wants to know, if the free clearings should be put on the New Earth Transport healing that you have, or is that only for the paid Whole Life clearings?
If you've done paid ones, okay, so let's just say you're a new listener and you've been doing all these free ones. Then you probably would want to do that, okay? But, you know, remember, you got to clean your body out to have the clearing stick to you. Otherwise, they're not really going to stick or be effective because you're still contaminated. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, like I said, you know, putting duct tape on your closet door and painting it over and all this stuff hidden inside that needs to get cleaned out, you know. So, you know, you want to do the clearings to clean out your garbage. So you don't want that the garbage to start to fester inside of you, because when it does fester, then you're going to develop an illness. So that's why you do the clearings too. So if you forget about ascension completely, you forget about the aliens bothering you, now what do you have left? You have all your baggage, okay? You have how you relate to life and people. Well, that's all from your emotions, what got triggered. So you want to clean that stuff out so you can have a better life. That's the way to look at the clearings. Some people are kind of maybe burned out at ascension, Sometimes when I talk about that at the expos, people roll their eyes back because it's been that buzzword since, you know, probably the 70s, you know. And they go, yeah, I've heard it all, you know. I don't want to, you know, I smile at people a lot, and that's all that I need to do to ascend. That's what I was told by 50 other practitioners, and I don't want to hear about ascension because I'm still here. And, there's always things that people say about that. But the main thing is the clearings give you a better life, because it's taken away your garbage, and it's taken away that, so you're not reeking, and, creating stuff inside of you to cause you harm. So that's the whole thing. So if you just look at why you want to have clearings, you're having clearings to help yourself so you have a better life. And, you know, remember, all the people who are out there on the circuit doing motivation speakings and you can have it all and all the other stuff, they don't talk about ascension. They're trying to give you a mindset in the dark side energies of the law of cause and effect to bring something to you. And then they normally, you know, have to figure out something else maybe in the next year because what they talked about didn't work. You know, what we have here works. You know, you get rid of your baggage. So that's the basic thing why you want to have clearings, along with helping your body out for ascension and getting more spirit energy. So you can go to the light ship. So we could have some requests here if you want to send some in. And this only works live tonight on this program, going to the light ship. If you hear it on an archive, and you go, boy, I wish I could go to that. Well, then just get on the BBS program live on Saturdays, and you can go. What you will feel is peace energy. So we'll probably have about a half a dozen rooms that we go into. And here we go. So you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. You can bring up, you know, your house if you wish. And here we go. Oh. And you could probably bring up, you know, if you have maybe your, let's just say that hypothetically, you know, your parents have an animal, a dog or cat, and it's not doing very well. Well, you can bring up, you know, one of those items, I guess. But, you know, you're not going to, you know, as long as you can kind of relate to it, you know, and know its name will say, you can bring it up. As far as trying to bring up, you know, all the elephants on the planet or something, forget it. But, you know, if you do know of something that needs some help and assistance, maybe your neighbor has a dog that has a problem or something, you can bring it up, or an animal. So here we go. Go to the light ship now. So I'll count to five to go up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you're out of time. You're completely out of time, off of the alien timeline. You're in the now. On the light ship, your physical body is there, but all your stuff, your baggage, your emotions, everything else is here because it wasn't created by light. Created by the earth spirit to protect your body from being destroyed by psychic attacks or mind energy. So let's go into the first room, and this is the hot tub room that we normally always go into. There's like a purple gel in this one, and you may feel your body getting cleansed a little bit here as you're being detoxed. So here's this energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And somebody's requesting a daffodil flower. So that's the daffodil flower room. And there'll be lots of flowers there. So here we go. Might even be able to smell them. So here they come. Request your one particular healing that you'd like to have, a physical healing. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And naturally we have the pain release room. That one is used a lot by people. So here we go, going into the pain release room. Request where your pain is, to see what happens. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And somebody wants to have, I guess, in the hot tub room, they want to have some crystals in there, amethyst crystals. So we'll be detoxing with amethyst crystal water. So here it comes, stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay, next is the dragon energies. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into where the dolphins are. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we'll go into a room if you have maybe some type of adjustment you might need with your spine. So here we go. 1, request your healing. Maybe want to put your hand on the location. Some people do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy, that's pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we have different rooms with different colored lights. So we'll just call it light therapy. So we'll go into the room with the amber lights. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the last room will be for the lions and lionesses. So here we go. Request your healing. Two different rooms here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll come back from the light ship. Remember, you're out of time by located, and when you come back here, you're going to feel maybe a little heavier naturally, and you may start to be able to see things around you that are corded to you. Right now, everything is not even connected to you. So you should feel pretty free. So coming down, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. So I guess back to you, Kathy.
Well, I want to thank you on behalf of everyone for that wonderful visit to the Creation Lightship and the healing taking place and the various rooms and areas of healing. It's quite a great experience, a lot like the 8-hour conference calls that you hold on the weekends. And maybe you could mention that again about what goes on the conference calls. There is one tomorrow, Sunday the 23rd. Someone wrote on Wednesday they had attended the conference call to the lightship on Wednesday and sent in an email to thank you. They said they feel wonderful, all clean, radiant, and buffed up. And I know this was read before, but it's worth repeating because it is just such a great, unique feeling in our day-to-day world to suddenly go to the Creation Lightship and then come back feeling this way. Plus, some people also report feeling especially energized and suddenly find themselves getting a lot done on those 8-hour calls when they thought they were just going to be sitting around. But actually, it was the most energizing weekend they ever had. And probably do feel that way when you get cleared out and cleaned out and your spirit comes back to you more and more. Because as Ron says, the light beings are doing a lot of work on us all the time, especially when we're in quarantine throughout the month. And so naturally, if we're connected to the teleconference and listening to Ron, then we probably get more out of it and do feel a lot more of a buzz. So, and Ron does energize a lot of water for us with the activation of divine energy that is appropriate for our own body's needs. So it's a beautiful thing, and I always advise and remind people to have water, a lot of water, glasses of water nearby when you're on the teleconference, because he starts activating them just the moment the conference starts. Right, Ron? Usually you do the body misting water, and then you do silver.
Yeah, that is correct. Yes, uh-huh.
So we don't want to miss that. So have that on hand. And let's see. okay. So, Ron, would you like to maybe I'll just turn it over to you so you can talk about this last teleconference we're going to have on for the month. And just maybe we can describe it a little bit.
Sure, yes. So this is the 8-hour call that we're having tomorrow. We have them 3 Sundays in a row. This will be the 3rd Sunday. And we take out, we go to different body locations. I mentioned maybe only a few of them that we go to. Heart, lungs, spine, central nervous system, skin, liver, eyes, ears. We probably maybe go through maybe 20 of them, I'm guessing. There's other ones being worked with, too. But we take out the alien critters that are living there. These are invisible energies that are attached to you and living off of you as a host. And they also give you poisons and waste products. And if they die in you, they don't get taken away. You're the burial ground. Oh, you're a walking cemetery with aliens. So how do you like that? So... But let me take out some of the energies here of the ones that are no longer living. These are what we call the alien carcasses. So I'm going to take it out of your knuckles on your hand. So here we go. both hands here. So kind of wiggle your knuckles back and forth, and we'll take out the dead aliens. So here we go. And I guess that's, there was that, somebody said something about dead doctors don't lie. I don't know if that's a book or not, but it's been out for a while, that little slogan there. Well, dead aliens don't lie either. So maybe they are lying. Who knows? But anyway, they found a resting place. So let's get them out of your knuckles. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, wiggle your fingers and just see if they feel a little different getting rid of these alien dead carcasses that are in your joints. Oh, see what we get for comments. You do feel better and you can't get on the net right away, you could send it on another, on an email at some point here to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll at least mention it to people about getting rid of dead aliens that's living or was living with you, and we'll put on another show. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Okay, I'd like to mention some really great programs that Ron has on BBS Radio Archives, bbsradio.com. He has access to the links to the archives on his home page, creationlightship.com, and he's got over 1,000 radio programs. And also, right next to that icon for BBS Radio is the CTR, standing for Contact Talk Radio. That particular one is by subject. Contact Talk Radio programs are listed by subject for ease in finding things and just subject-oriented. And Ron has a good one that sort of deals with tonight's topics of self-empowerment. And, you know, they're all, you know, depending on what you're looking for, they can all apply to what you might need. So, and they also expand on the healings. So I'd just like to mention that, Ron. This was a really good one you did on self-empowerment. It's about requiring healing on many levels, just like you were talking about with the free clearings. And that was broadcast on May 27th, 2013, so not too long ago, but really you talk about how the clearings are for your most current disempowerment situations only. And it is strongly recommended to complete the whole lifetime emotional clearing and the dark side practitioner clearing first to more fully realize and release lifelong interference patterns, cordings, negative attitudes, and energetic connections from others. So anyway, it will clarify some of the more, if you have time to listen to it, it's really worthwhile.
That's great, yeah, and I get people asking me at times, they go, Ron, I did this clearing and helped a little bit, or maybe I did 5 clearings, didn't work at all, you know, that happens off and on. Well, you know, I need to know from you, maybe on an email, you can maybe send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. If you have a concern like that, what clearings have you done? How long have you been doing them? And also, you need to listen to the dog bite clearing up on the top of the website there for previous shows, and that will indicate to you how hard it is to actually have a healing. So remember, you may have a situation that might look easy, and maybe you've heard other people having this thing healed, you know, like they told you, you know, maybe you are listening and your friend said, yeah, I had a hurt toe or something and Ron did a free sample and it fixed it, you know, that happens. Or maybe, you know, you said I had to do a few of these clearings and I did them and my toe's feeling better. And maybe that's fixed and you tried it and you go, man, nothing's happening here. You know, what's going on? Well, listen to the dog bite one, and I haven't ever heard that one myself because I just did it live. Hopefully it's good, but I know it went into different things. But remember, people are very complicated, and you have to look at what your situation is. And as you start looking at yourself and you wonder why maybe doing a clearing or two didn't fix you, remember, the answer is in the question, what do you need next? okay? And, you know, connect with your spirit, do the mind-to-heart drop to find out, you know, what you're missing. You could be just unique compared to everybody else. You know, maybe you have a whole different energy system. Maybe you're an alien hybrid, and you may need to get a special clearing because maybe you have robotic parts inside of you, and maybe you got a hose that's leaking. So maybe you can go in there and maybe request that, my hydraulic system isn't working too well. I know I'm a hybrid. I'm a test tube baby. I'm from the future, something like this here, and get on the special clearing and say, you know, something's going on with me that is kind of strange. And, you could have something like that going on with you. So what I'm talking about is real. I have worked with many people from the future who have mechanical body parts, who have like hydraulic hoses. You can't see them because they're invisible and they're attached to the body. If you go into some of the Super Soldier YouTubes from people, they kind of talk about this same scenario, and they probably have nanotechnology in them that are creating this stuff. But that's what's happening to some people that are here. And, maybe they need to have some kind of maintenance. I'm sure we could probably help them with the clearing to do that. I have actually worked with people who have had mechanical stuff that isn't even on this planet in their body energetics, and I was able to fix it. So anyway, that's what could happen. But the special clearing is designed for that on the website, and it's a whole lifetime clearing. So for anybody out there who has tried a few clearings and it doesn't seem to work and you think you're from the future and you came back here to help out humanity, and you got a body, and you go, man, this place feels strange, and I think I got a leaky radiator hose or something in me, and it sounds really weird if I tell my friends that, but I think it's real. Get on the special clearing and stick that in there of what you think the problem is, and maybe it might get fixed. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, that's a good point, Ron, and I didn't realize you knew so many people that had mechanical parts. That's very good that you can help them. Okay, well, I just do want to remind everyone again that Ron does have conference calls, teleconference calls that are very healing. It's always best to be on them live if you can. Tuesdays is the cording removal, that's energetic cords. Wednesdays is the divine water activation and healing sessions on the creation light ship. Thursday calls are the clone body removal special. And the Friday calls are for entity removal specials. And we just got a message from somebody regarding when you did the entity clearing this earlier in the program, reminded her that she had run the whole life entity clearing on one of her cats and saw it really work in an amazing way. This cat had behavior problems that she was starting to accept as normal and couldn't find out what the root of it was through veterinary care either. After running the entity clearing on this cat's whole life for three times, this cat turned into the way it was as a one-year-old, as a kitten, as a youngster, back to like being a sweet, loving cat. She just is amazed.
And that's good if you maybe you go to the pound, maybe your calling is to pick up stray cats or stray dogs, maybe you have one and it's kind of abused and look at the dog sideways and it shivers, or you look at the cat and it runs away. Well, it has problems, you know? Maybe it was beaten or whatever. So do an emotional clearing. Maybe do a fear clearing. I have seen dogs where, the owner would pick their hand up in front of the dog, and the dog would kind of like, his eyes would start to blink like he's going to get hit in the head or something, you know? And I go, man, that poor dog, it got hit in the head with a hand, you know? Maybe this isn't the original owner or something, but you know, do a clearing to clear the poor animal off. You know, the animals, you know, normally go and take the clearings, you know, I'd say probably, you know, I don't know, what, 20 times quicker than a regular person will, because they're pretty simple. And they don't have all that mass trauma that, you know, humans have. They're more on instinct. So their instinct is, uh-oh, what's going to happen to me? Because they know about this lifetime of having a problem. So pets and animals normally go to the, you know, it's like, what's that old phrase about duck to water or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They, it's very simple. They get the healings and done and over with. So let's do a clearing here, which will be the mind to heart drop. So you want to command your spirit out loud. The thoughts in your head, drop it into your heart. So here we go. Count from 10 to 1 backwards to facilitate this. This you should be doing yourself. And tell all your friends about it. If you can tell the whole world about this here, we'll have peace. People will be out of time. Peace. So here we go. Dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, there we go. So enjoy the evening. Thank you. And hopefully we'll see you on the call tomorrow, 8-hour call, getting rid of alien critters that live with you. Bye, everybody. Thank you,
Kathy. Good night.